Back now with Day to Day. Personal finance guru Michelle Singletary is back with answers to questions from you, our listeners. Michelle, welcome.
Thank you.
And let's get started here with a listener who writes, I have a daughter in college and I'm struggling with out-of-state tuition. I also have several U.S. savings bonds that I would like to cash in and use for educational expenses. Michelle, is that a good idea to pay for school with the bonds?
Oh, most definitely. In fact, there's a bonus when you use savings bonds for higher education. Ordinarily, you have to pay federal taxes on the interest that's accumulated on the bonds. But when you redeem them to pay for qualified higher education costs, you don't have to pay that interest if you qualify. Now, when I say if you qualify, there's some income limits. So I think it's a good use of the money. You saved it for a purpose, and
right.
This is a great purpose.
Okay, good. Now, we have several questions on credit from listeners. Here's one. A man writes and says, I have a credit card score just above poor, but I believe it's mostly due to a maxed out credit card and a maxed out home equity loan. He says he's thinking about paying off 90% of these debts. So will his credit score rise right away when he pays these things off?
Well, when you say right away, probably not the next week, but it would definitely rise. Listen, one of the major ways to keep your credit score depressed or low is to max out on your credit limits, both individually and collectively. So if you've got one or two cards and you're maxed out on both, that's going to hurt your credit score. You want to keep those limits or what you use on those cards below 50%, really in the 30% range to maximize a good credit score.
Okay, here's someone with a good question. She says, just recently, my husband got a nice salary increase for the first time. We're faced with the possibility of getting out of debt. How do we go about finding a financial consultant for advice when you don't have a lot of money, but you have the potential to have some money?
You know, this is an excellent question. I get this a whole lot. Listen, financial advisors, those who want to invest your money, make money either by you paying them by the hour or on commission. So they're not likely to work with folks who are in debt or don't have any money. But you can hire a fee-only financial planner to sort of lay out what you can do going forward when you do get some money. That can be a little costly, anywhere from $100 to $200 an hour. But I think it's worth it for some folks if you're not in debt and you've passed that valley to hire someone to help lay out a financial plan for you in the future. But a lot of this you can do on your own. There are a lot of resources on the internet to help you kind of figure out what to do with your money.
Michelle Singletary writes the syndicated column, The Color of Money. She's our regular personal finance contributor. Michelle, thank you again.
You're welcome.
And a note, listeners, if you have questions for Michelle, go to our website, npr.org, click on the Contact Us link that's at the top of every single page, and be sure to include Michelle in the subject line.